Holden, first and foremost, how have you and your family been doing during these times? Hopefully everyone's safe and healthy and doing okay.
We've been good. It's just, we're all trying to stay busy and stuff. But it's nice to get around the house and clean stuff up, you know?
There you go. I bet you everybody appreciates you doing that.
Yeah.
Well, it's still kind of hard for me to wrap my head around the fact that there's no in-person school, and especially there's no baseball. Can you describe to me what I'm sure is a disappointing feeling of losing out on your senior season?
It was awful. I just wanted to play this season. It was going to be a great season. We had a great team. And instead, I got school at home, not allowed to see any of my friends, no baseball, nothing to do for a few weeks. It was awful, honestly. I hated it. Mm.
Do you remember how you found out that the spring sports season would be canceled?
I remember I was at Buffalo Wild Wings with my whole team. It was after tryouts, and we found out that there's no more school and there's no more baseball that night. It was tough for us all.
I was going to say, what was that like, being with your entire team and finding out that the season would be canceled?
It was not fun. It was really sad, but
yeah,
at least we were all together the last time we could be. That was nice.
Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it, that positive side of looking at things. We're chatting with Holden Lazarus, senior for the Ithaca Little Red baseball team here on Between the Lines. You know, hypothetically, if coronavirus didn't shut things down, the state tournament would be going on this coming weekend. And I have a feeling that you guys had big dreams of playing in it. Do you feel like that this year's ball club had a chance to clinch a spot into the tourney?
I definitely feel like this year, we had a very high chance of making it two states. You know, first time in a long time, but I feel like we did.
What would have made your team so good this year, you think?
We were all really close, honestly. We had a lot of things in common, and we were all good buds, so that helped.
It's so interesting because sometimes I hear that from athletes and even coaches that sometimes it's not necessarily the product that's put on the field, if you will. It's not necessarily all about the talent that's out there on the field, but it's about that camaraderie and that feeling of family. Where does that come from? Where has that come from for you and your teammates? And why do you feel like that was something that hypothetically could have made you guys a real contender at the state level?
Well, I feel like if a team is really close, they play as a team. And if they're not very close, they play for themselves.
Yeah.
Like, they won't lay down a bunt if needed, you know?
Yeah.
But as a team, you want to win, and you don't care how you do it. So you're willing to sacrifice yourself, in a way.
Yeah, that's a really good way of putting it. Absolutely. Holden Lazarus joining us here on BTL, senior for the Ithaca High baseball team. Of course, the season didn't even happen for the Little Red, and that's unfortunately where we are with this pandemic that's going on right now. I do want to kind of keep reflecting on the what could have been for this season, because I really want to know what kind of goals that you had set for yourself personally. What did you want to accomplish out there on the baseball field?
Personal goals, numbers-wise, I wanted to hit like 8 home runs. I wanted to bat above 500.
Wow.
And I wanted to have over 20 stolen bases.
What part of your game do you take the most pride in?
Probably my running.
Why am I not even surprised? I've seen you do some incredible things out there when it comes to your speed. That's awesome. How have you kept busy during these times with no school in person, and I'm sure you're trying to stay in baseball shape to get ready for your time at Gulf Coast State?
Well, I'm working out 3 to 4 days a week. Well, not working out. It's like strength and conditioning.
Yeah.
So it's like both. And I have two jobs, and I hit almost daily.
Wow, that's a crazy schedule. I don't know how you do it. You know, we've got to talk about it a little bit. You know, you've been considered one of the top high school ball players in the region and one of the best in New York State. Obviously, the first round of the MLB draft is tomorrow, with the other rounds following suit. Now, obviously, things are a little bit different this year because of COVID-19, but are you paying attention to any of the draft just in case you might be one of the lucky ones to hear your name called?
I am, but if I don't get drafted this year, I'm not going to feel bad or anything because it got screwed up, and I wouldn't mind going to college at all.
And your plans for college are to go to Gulf Coast State College and then eventually go to Michigan, right? That's the game plan right now?
Yes, sir. That's the plan.
Tell me a little bit about Gulf Coast State College and why that was the destination for you to go to play a little JUCO before going to one of the premier teams in college baseball.
Well, they're number 9 in the nation, for one. They're in Florida, and I was born in Florida, so I thought it'd be nice to go back.
Nice. That's
and I love the guys on that team, too. I met almost all of them.
You know, regardless of what happens over the next couple of days, you've had an awesome career. And it feels like the last few seasons there has been a lot of attention on you because of how good of a ball player that you are. What is that like, having that kind of attention, with people knowing that you're one of the top prospects in the state? And I'm sure a lot of people have been very interested in following your baseball journey. How have you handled that?
It's been fun. It's tough because I don't want to let anyone down by having a bad season or anything like that. And I had no idea I was actually good at baseball until probably my sophomore year.
Well, we could recognize it from very early on, and I do want to do a little bit of reflection with you here, Holden, because you've had so many remarkable moments out there on the diamond. I'm kind of curious what your favorite baseball memory is during your playing days at IHS.
I can't remember if it was my sophomore or freshman year. I remember I was playing UE. And it was bottom of the seventh, and we were tied. And I was up, and they had just brought in a new pitcher. Mm-hmm. And I just remember the first pitch, I hit over the fence and right field, and we won. It was the best feeling ever, pretty much.
That's so, so cool.
So, yeah.
I remember one of my favorite moments, and I know that you guys lost this game in the sectional tournament championship to Corning, but it was the top of the first inning. You guys were playing at Corning. You took this 1-2 pitch so deep to left field. You hit a monster shot. And just as you're rounding the bases, one of your teammates in the dugout just yells out, "That ball was crushed!" at the top of their lungs. To me, that was so, so cool. To me, that really showed.
I remember that ball.
Yeah, I feel like the baseball memories for you are probably just some of the best moments of your life. And, you know, there's something that really resonates with hearing those kind of stories, something that resonates with me, hearing those kind of stories that I just think is so, so cool.
Those two are easily my favorites.
But, really?
Yeah. I have a few for area code. I had a lot of good memories in there.
Going off of that, how busy have you been during your playing days? I'm sure you've played a lot of summer ball. You've done some showcase stuff. I'm sure it's been pretty busy for you.
I mean, I'm so busy, I don't really ever have a summer. This is the first year I've played that I actually have a summer and free time.
I was just going to say, this is probably the first time in a very long time for you.
Yeah, since I was 9.
Wow, that's incredible. Holden, obviously, you're going to have to stay in baseball shape and everything like that. What's the college regimen look like? What are the folks at Gulf Coast State College told you they want to see from you as you get ready to play at the next level of collegiate baseball?
Yes, they do. They're going to work me hard. They want me to play outfield, and they want me to work on my speed. They want me to get faster.
Man, that's something scary to think about. Holden Lazarus getting faster out there. Hey, Holden, as always, we really appreciate catching up here with you. I know, obviously, things are a little bit different right now, but you have so much to be proud of after a great career down there at IHS. Thanks so much for a couple of minutes, and I know we'll definitely be catching up with you soon, okay?
Thank you. Sounds like a plan.